Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
The 2020 Barnes County Boys Basketball Tournament came to an end yesterday. You had four games. In the seventh place game, Sargent Central defeated Findlay Sharon Hope Page 55-46. The fifth place game, Barnes County North defeated Milner North Sargent 59-37. Then in the third place game, it was Griggs County Central defeating Lamore Lidgeville Marion in a defensive struggle 41-34. And finally, the Enderlin Eagles win the Barnes County Tournament by a final score 56-43, defeating Maple Valley. It's the second Barnes County Tournament Championship in school history, as the Eagles got out to a 17-5 lead over Maple Valley yesterday and really never looked back. Although the Raiders, they started the fourth quarter on a 10-2 run to pull within 7 with about 4 minutes left, but that was as close as they got. Enderlin wins, and the third-ranked Eagles improved to 9-0 on the season. They were led by Joe Hurlbert, who poured in 21 points with 16 rebounds. Gus Hurlbert also added 18 points with 6 boards. Yesterday also concluded Hockey Day in North Dakota on the campus of the University of Jamestown. It started back on Friday night when the Jamestown Jimmies hockey team defeated Minot State 2-1. Get this, in 14 rounds of a shootout. And over the last 3 days, anywhere from the Bantams to peewee level to high school to college all participated in Hockey Day North Dakota. It concluded yesterday with 3 high school games. The Jamestown girls lost to Devil's Lake. Fargo South Shanley defeated Bismarck High in boys hockey. And also Jamestown defeated West Fargo Cheyenne in boys hockey. Heading up to college hoops now, the Jamestown Jimmies welcomed in Doan for a women's and men's doubleheader. The women took care of Doan easily, 78-48. Doan remains the only team without a Great Plains Athletic Conference win, while Jamestown improves to 500 in conference play. The men's team defeated Doan 81-70. The men used a 20-8 run to open half number 2, as the Jimmies would go on to win 81-70.